Okay, gainers wielding wooden spoon at me. It's the start of a new year. We started as we mean to carry on.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Keeping you in check with the wooden spoon.
Okay. Right, for you. Right, settings out. What are you making, Gainer?
Today we're doing steamed spirit syrup sponge.
Do you want to say that again?
Steamed syrup sponge. And I've just realised that I've got black tree flour instead of golden syrup.
What, you've got... Gainer, come back. So, I've got to keep talking now because Gainer's... Oh, Gainer, come on.
I'm really she's
got treacle out instead of golden syrup. Oh, steamed sponge pudding, though.
Right, I'll tell you what we're doing.
It's no good telling me over there. You've got to be near the microphone for
this. I'll change your plan.
Right.
Because I can't find the golden syrup. So we're doing steamed jam sponge.
Oh, okay. So I like it. So out with the treacle.
Out with the treacle, because that's black treacle and it would be really bitter. And I don't know who's nicked my big jar of golden syrup.
Oh, no.
But this will do, because this is how good we are to adapt.
I know. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Right. So now we're having...
steamed jam sponge and custard. Oh. Without the custard, because I'm not making that today.
Is that everybody's favourite in all the world, do you
think? All the things that are... It's winter, it's cold, a nice, good, old-fashioned steamy pudding.
Oh, you can't beat it.
No.
Right.
So it doesn't matter. You can actually... I'll tell you what else as well, because we've done that in instant swap. You can also do it, put chocolate powder in the thing. And you know that chocolatey spread you can buy in a jar?
Oh, begins with N.
Yeah, you can put that in the bottom of your bowl and turn, and you've got chocolate sauce running down the side.
Oh my goodness me.
And there's another thing, but I'll tell you that in a minute. This is so adaptable, you can just...
All right.
That's why I love it.
But sponge pudding.
Sponge pudding.
Right, how do you do it then, Gemma?
Right, so first you get yourself a bowl, Pyrex bowl, old fashioned Pyrex bowl. Grease it, and then...
Grease it
with butter.
Oh, right.
You know, just a bit of butter on margarine.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's nicely greased up because it will stick otherwise. You need it to plop out.
Okay.
That's what you need. So in your mixer or bowl with a spoon, however you're going to do it, it's a basic Victoria sponge.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is for a big one.
Right.
If you want to do a smaller one, halve the ingredients. Just remember when you put in eggs in. So for this, I've got 8 ounces of... marge,
yeah.
8 ounces of caster sugar, 8 ounces of self-raising flour,
yeah.
4 eggs. Right. Now, each of those eggs is equivalent to 2 ounces.
Right.
So if you were to do 6, 6, 6, then you'd have... 3 eggs. And if you were going to go 2, 2, 2, 1 egg. And if you wanted to do 4, 4, 4...
2 eggs?
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay.
So you do it. But this one is a big one, so this is the 8, 8, 8 recipe.
Okay.
So you put your softened marge or butter in your mixer or in your bowl.
Yeah.
Add your caster sugar.
Yeah.
8 ounces. Whisk that up. Then whisk your eggs into a separate bowl.
Right.
Add them slowly to that mix. And at the same time, if it starts to look like it's curdling, which means going bubble, looking odd, you know, add the flour gradually. Mix it all in,
yeah.
And then that's your basic sponge. Just whisk it up.
How do you know when it's ready to use?
Because it looks like a batter mix.
Okay.
Okay. You don't need to add any water or anything that. Okay. So into your greased bowl, you can put your jam, as we're having now, or golden syrup or whatever. So you want a good... The best thing to do is put it an inch over the bowl shape at the bottom.
Okay.
You know the narrow bit?
Yeah.
So if you make your syrup or your jam,
yeah.
Just that size, but about an inch.
Okay, so it's a really big wooden spoonful.
Yeah. Just put a bit more in there.
So you're covering the base of the bowl.
Yeah, just the rounded bit at the bottom, the narrow bit piece.
So about an inch thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it will go all liquid as it gets hot.
Okay.
And then onto the top of that, you pour all your sponge mix.
Ooh,
okay.
Good. Yeah.
So you just, and then on the top of that, once you've done that, you get a circle of greaseproof paper.
Yeah.
Lay it on the top, but put fold a pleat into it because as this cooks, it's going to expand.
Right.
So it's only coming up about what, a third of the way up, two thirds of the way up the bowl.
Yeah, two thirds full.
So then you take a ring of greaseproof paper.
Yeah.
And then you just, through the middle, fold a pleat into it.
Okay.
Put that round there. Tie that with a piece of string.
Okay.
So you've got it so that this needs somebody else's finger, really.
Yeah.
But I haven't got someone else's finger, so that's what you do.
Yeah.
And then you get a piece of tin foil.
Oh, right.
Put that over the top. Again, bring it right the way down and tie it round under the rim.
Right.
And then... excuse me. Right. You then take that bowl and you put it into a steamer.
Right.
Right, so the old-fashioned steamer, which is what I use, saucepan of boiling water with a steamer dish with holes in.
Yeah.
Put that in that, put the lid on, 2 hours.
2 hours, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can also do this in the microwave without the tin foil.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the exact times because it depends how big your thing is, but a couple of minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also with this recipe, if you want to do like a spotted dick type affair, you can just put a load of dried fruit in.
Yeah.
Instead of your jam, into your sponge mix, fruit.
Oh, right. Okay.
So... And the same, it's just exactly the same, procedure for whatever flavour.
Why do you have to tie the greaseproof paper down with
Because otherwise it'll do that. And all the moisture from the steam can get in there and make that wet because it'll condense. So you trap the moisture in.
Okay.
So that's why...
What's the secret then? You need it to be really moist.
No, you just need it to go into a sponge. I mean, if you're worried about doing it this way, you can do it in the oven. Oh, God.
Yeah.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You can do it in the oven by buttering a flat casserole dish, you know, about...
Oh, yeah. So
put whatever filling you want at the bottom, dollop your sponge on and stick it in the oven for about 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So you can adapt.
Yeah, but... Steaming's
Steaming's the nice because it takes a long time and the flavour's nice and and it's and if you're cold and you can't afford to put the gas on, you can stand in front of the cooker and keep warm.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, it's my first winter thing today.
Oh, no. Oh, it is winter, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, there's a have you heard about the polar vortex and the SSW coming end of January?
I've read about that.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
Well, even on the Isle of Wight, though?
Even on the Isle of Wight, especially on the Isle of Wight.
Well, it was cold this morning.
Oh, it's cold now.
I know.
Beastie from the Eastie again, apparently.
And I spent Christmas on the beach.
I know, stop gloating.
I don't like to brag, but yeah, we won't go there.
No.
No,
but, I'm glad you had a good time. Photos are amazing.
Thank you. But back at home, you've got some new things going on at the Isabel Community Cafe, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
There's a little queue for you going
there. There is. Right, thank you very much for that. So, every Wednesday from now on, we used to have Crochet Cafe, but we're not now. We're doing something slightly different. It's a little group called In Stitches, and we're doing needlepoint, crochet, knitting, anything that you want to do with a needle.
Okay.
We've called it In Stitches because it's an idea that you can all sit together, have a laugh. So you've got a laugh and you're stitching at the same time.
Yeah.
Free for everybody on a Wednesday, 12:30 to 2:30.
Okay.
Okay, so there's that.
So just turn up.
Just turn up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you haven't got your wool or needles, we can provide that. We can help you with that.
Oh, great.
So, yeah, so, and then bingo every Thursday, 6 till 8 with Chrissy. One-stop shop every Friday with Dave Logan and Prison Officers Association Learns. And that is education, job seeking, pointing in the right direction.
Right.
You know, lots of different organisations getting together. It's just all day, 9 till 4. Fridays, youth club, age 8 to 11, 6:30 to 8:30.
Yeah.
Mondays, youth cafe, Mondays, age 11 to 19, 6:30 to 5:30.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday, February the 9th, it's our first quiz and curry night of the year.
Oh, wow.
You need to come to that.
Yeah.
If you're not doing your other bits.
Yeah, I might be free for that.
Yeah, so
quiz
that
and curry
quiz and curry night. So that's where I cook all my curries, authentic.
Yeah.
And we have our curry, and you can bring your own.
Very nice. Drink.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
So yeah, quiz and curry. That's £5 for the quiz, for the curry, and £1 for the quiz. So
okay.
£6. And it's like a proper takeaway, but you're not taking it away, you're sitting there and eating it.
Oh, lovely. So that's February the 9th.
Saturday, February the 9th, 6:45 start.
Okay. Well, I love a good quiz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, look, somebody's just come in. Look, Who is it?
It's Laura.
Who's that woman?
That is Laura, but she won't want to say anything.
No, she's shaking her head.
She's the chair of Pan Together, so she's not going to say a word.
I don't know why she's pulling her tongue out at me, though.
She's smiling at you. That's positive.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. So the main thing is the In Stitches is the brand new thing.
Yeah.
So that's next Wednesday at 12:30.
Till 2:30.
Just turn
and
up.
And it does go on for longer if everyone's gassing, you know, as they do.
As they might. Okay. So. All right. Brilliant. Thanks, Kayla.
Okay. See you next week.
Yeah. So it wasn't treacle sponge after all, was it?
No.
It was
jam sponge.
But we don't mind. I love jam sponge. See you next week.